time to find out who is choosing today's Tomb of the Tale. And it's a man called Peter Rainey. Peter, are you there?
I am, Graham. Well, good morning to you.
And good morning to you. Well, good afternoon, indeed.
Yes. Just slightly.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Luton at the moment, overlooking a snowfield garden.
Lovely. Are you planning to go anywhere today?
Yes, I'm seeing my daughter later on. Yeah, going to Ronnie Scott's.
Oh, you're coming to town?
Yes.
Ooh, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to snow more this afternoon?
Pardon?
Is it supposed to snow more this afternoon?
I'm not sure, but I'll take my chances.
Oh, you don't care, do you?
No.
Anything for jazz.
Indeed.
Yeah. Do you go to Ronnie Scott's a lot?
I do, yes. I love it there. I'm a member.
Oh, who are you going to see tonight?
I think Diodato.
Oh, love Diodato. Yeah. I've no idea.
Yeah, they were famous in the 70s for the Space Odyssey.
Oh, okay.
Jazzed up version.
Yeah. And do you just go and see the show, or do you have dinner and drinks?
Yeah,
and
dinner things and stuff, yeah. Oh,
what a sophisticated, glamorous life you lead.
Yeah.
I know. So your daughter, does she live in London?
She does. She just graduated, and she's working as an intern in a print sort of firm. She's an artist.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, and you've another child, I believe.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick.
Yeah, and he's a computer software engineer.
They're doing very well, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm proud of them. Yeah.
They're doing you proud, Peter. Yeah. Congratulations. And what do you do yourself?
I'm an independent tax consultant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that... What does that mean? Are you the person who told Jimmy Carr to do that thing with the island?
No, I don't go there, actually. I don't do what they call egregious tax planning.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Egregious.
Oh. The odd thing about tax planning is when the minute you can afford to pay your tax is when you come up with ways to avoid it.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say that I'm acting as the revenue's best defence. Can I stop people doing silly things? Because you can do lots of silly things and end up paying tax needlessly. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I see what you mean. Yeah. I just remember when I had no money, that's when tax bills were terrifying. And now, I mean, I pay a hell of a lot of tax, but I can afford it. So it's all a good thing. I think pay your tax and you'll live in a nicer country.
That's right, Graham. Yeah.
Roads, schools, hospital, all that sort of stuff. All that good stuff. Yeah, it's all good. And you're a big football fan as well.
I'm a supporter of West Ham United, so I suffer and I go through the extremes of highs and lows, as you know, being a supporter of that team. They do very well sometimes and let me down sometimes.
Bless you for saying, as I know. Yeah. I have no idea. Oh, by the way, is there a mother of these children?
It's my ex-wife, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. But are you with a partner now?
Yeah, Patricia.
Oh, right. We'll give her a shout-out. Marvellous.
Give her a mention.
Yes, Patricia. She'll be upset otherwise.
Yeah.
Now, the song you've chosen, it's another heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Tell us what you've chosen.
I've chosen Everything I Own by David Gates.
Now, is this based on a story or is he just imagining an emotion?
No, I'll give you a bit of background.
Please do.
I mean, I'm a great fan of Bread, and of course they've given us lots of great tracks, haven't they? Baby, I'm a Want You, Guitar Man, and so forth. But I really love Everything I Own. And I think, like most people, I thought this was sort of one of these lost lover ballads, you know, and I've seen it on many love compilation CDs.
Mm-hmm.
But then a few years ago, I discovered that this song was actually written about David Gates' father. After he died, and being a bit of a pop anorak, I researched it further, and as I understand it, at the funeral of Gates' dad, a friend of him said, your dad was really proud of you, and that inspired Gates to set about penning this song as a tribute to his dad. Now, I think when you understand that background, I think the lyrics, which are very poignant, take on a totally different sort of meaning, you know, very deep. And they tell us of a deep love and affection for a father. And I think if you listen carefully, there's a deep realisation that David Gates probably regrets that he's left it too late to say those things. So I think it's a message to us all, I think.
Oh, Peter, you're breaking our hearts.
Yeah,
well,
sorry, Graham.
Thank you for choosing this. Have a lovely night at Ronnie Scott's. And I hope you don't get snowed in.
Yeah. It's a pleasure and privilege to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being in touch with the programme and choosing this beautiful song.
Thank you.
All right.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free.
Just lovely. Everything I Own by Bread. That was chosen by Peter Rainey in Luton and was today's
Tune with a Tale.
If there's a song in your life with a story to tell, why not come on the show and tell us all about it? You email graham.norton@bbc.co.uk. If it's clean and suitable for Saturday, you could be on the show. And don't forget, as if you could get on air, receive the coasters. It's simple. For more details, just visit my show page at bbc.co.uk/radio2 and click on Take Part in the Show.
Vinyl Revival is really...